Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Today on Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, this whole idea of Medicare open enrollment, my question as a car salesman is, have I got to eat the apple? Yeah, because Eve was sitting there enjoying the garden, enjoying God, enjoying her husband, and life was wonderful until somebody, you know, put her in a position where she had to make a decision to eat or not to eat. It was something she didn't think up herself, but all of a sudden, there they go. And so, you know, my concern on this whole idea of open enrollment, annual enrollment, not open enrollment, this whole idea of annual enrollment when that time of the year comes along is all of a sudden I'm being told that I have to make a decision. And, you know, I knew for selling cars for years, if I wanted to get people to run out the door, I would say, are you prepared to make a decision today? And the second that words came out of my mouth, they're looking for a way to exit. You know, can I have your card or whatever?
Sure.
Because, you know, people don't like to put the heat on. But I feel like with this annual enrollment, I'm smelling a rat immediately because I'm being told I've got to make a decision.
Well, several years ago, when they added the drug plan, Part D, it was 2004 specifically. It was over the election that year where all the seniors wanted drug coverage, and they got it. This was a great time to slide in Part C, which is privatizing Medicare. So this is the government's plan to encourage you to buy or get your Medicare instead of from them directly, Part A and Part B. This is the way that they privatize. So they're just sending a check every month on your behalf to the private insurance company that you select, and then they're rid of the risk with you.
Right, yeah, but that time of year, I mean, the ads come on like, I mean, it's often at political season anyway. It seems like I either see a political ad, and then I'm seeing something about, you know, Medicare Plan C.
Oh, yeah. It's everywhere. Have you seen it other places?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
the senior centers.
The church bulletins. They're doing, everything during this, you know, annual enrollment period, and it's kind of scary to me. So one of the things I saw in the video that you did, actually, that was really encouraging to me is no decision is a decision. So there's essentially some decisions that got to be made.
Well, there is. And on the no decision is a decision, I mean, that's part of my financial planning shtick. I mean, there's a whole lot of people in all financial decisions for retirement planning that one option for you is no decision. That's what your car people are doing when they're running out of the door.
That's what Eve should have done when she would have changed all our lives. We wouldn't have any annual enrollment period if it weren't for Eve making that decision. She'd made a decision to not make a decision.
And by the way, is if you make no decisions during this time frame, during annual enrollment, and you choose to make no decisions, conceivably, that might be the best thing for you. Okay.
Yeah, I understand.
Now, I don't think you ought to make those decisions with no facts. I think you ought to talk to some people or some organizations or do some reading or educate yourself. So, but even if you don't do that, if you just made no decisions, this stuff automatically renews.
Yeah, and the more I've learned from you, actually, Hans, and listening and doing shows on this in the past, as I begin to understand what Plan C is versus A and B, you know, that's the real hook that they're fishing with right this minute is Plan C. And Plan A and B have nothing to do with annual enrollment. And it's where, you know, personally, I want to go. I have no interest in Plan C.
Yeah, and you're like a lot of people. But there's people that are on A and B, and they have a supplement, and they've been on there. They probably have a separate Part D plan. So they're a little bit involved in this, but they don't really want to get onto this Part C business. And but they think that if they want to do anything with their Medicare, it has to be done between October 15th and December 7th. So there's just a lot of confusion and misinformation.
That seems like almost the urban legend or the lie that Satan has thrown out there, that if to do anything with Medicare, you got to do it during this annual enrollment period. And that's just not the case.
It's not the case. It is true for if you want to make a change within your Medicare Advantage Part C plan, or you want to make a change in your Part D plan, you do need to do it during this period unless you fell under some other exceptions. And there's a whole list of exceptions that are confusing in and of themselves.
So can you kind of take us back, because some of our listeners probably haven't heard our other shows on what Plan A and Plan B, and you know, so that we, at least we can get a baseline there.
Okay, so you know, it's kind of appropriate. We have a Christian show in the beginning.
Since we're talking about Eve.
Yeah. So the beginning of Medicare was 1966, and you know, I came in the business in 1976. So Medicare was about 10 years old when I was 18 and now selling this stuff in college. Part A is coverage that's been around since the beginning, and it is your hospital coverage. It's going to pay for hospital and skilled nursing facility or rehab and your hospital bill. And then Part B is everything else but the hospital bill, the doctor, the outpatient, the lab tests.
Ambulance,
you name it. It falls under Part B. And it's two separate programs. Part A, you don't have to pay a premium for. You just get it when you're 65. You have to sign up for it, but you get it. Most of you folks are on it. Part B, you sign up for most of the time when you're 65. Some folks delay it because they have group insurance through work or they have some other situation. And then when they leave their work or retire, then they're going to sign up. But Part B is your doctor and outpatient, and you have to pay a premium for that. And for folks that are most of the folks, it's going to be $134 a month coming out of their Social Security check. And then very well-to-do people pay a thing called IRMA, which is just IRMAA. And we're not going to get off on that today, but it's a surcharge where they're penalizing you for being a high-income person, or they're surcharging you for Medicare. So you'll pay more. But Part A, Part B is your hospital and your outpatient, and it's been around forever. Just since Medicare's been around. And it used to be easy. And along in 2004, when they came out with drug plans for seniors, they named it Part D. And then they slipped Part C in there. And what Part C is the government's program to privatize Medicare or to privatize Parts A and B. So they're outsourcing you. The government is delivering you Medicare directly under Part A and Part B, unless you select one of these Part C plans. And if you do that, they're going to be paying your Part C insurance company that you've selected money behind the scenes to take you on as a customer.
So now with, you know, A, B, C, and D kind of described, in your latest video, you go through, which, you know, those videos are available at Cardinal, you know, Guides on Facebook, but you go through, there's essentially five decisions?
There's five decisions as I've defined it. Okay. And where people get into trouble is they jump right to the second decision before they go over the first. And the first is, do you want to stay on original Medicare, just like Medicare has always been, Part A and Part B, doctor and hospital, receive your Medicare directly from the government or their third-party administrator of the thing? So the decision is, do you want to privatize your Medicare? And who do you want to privatize it to? But do you want to go on a C plan? You're not really leaving A and B, but you're just receiving your A and B from this private insurance company. So or you're already on a C and you want to get off of a C and you want to go back to original Medicare A and B. So you've been on this for a while, and now you've decided you want to go back to the way it was.
So that first decision really is the one where you can make a no decision. I'm happy with my plan A and plan B in my Medicare supplement. It's all working out good for me. I don't have to make a decision in any way, shape, and form on this annual enrollment period that all these people are advertising for me and would obviously have some stake in getting me to do it, or they wouldn't be spending the millions of dollars and advertising for it.
That's mostly correct. But what I'm going to add on is if you also have a separate Part D plan, drug plan, and you want to change that, you got to do that during annual enrollment, which is October 15th to December 7th. And by the way, we can help you do that really anywhere in the country, all 50 states. And we do that, and we represent many of the companies and many of the options, and we're independent. So the point I want to make is you're on this first decision. A lot of folks, because they answer an ad or they go to a seminar or they just pick it up somehow, they get into one of these providers really kind of net. I mean, they're just there, and they're all of a sudden in decision number two. Is decision number two is after you've already made decision number one, is you want a Part C Medicare Advantage plan, and now you're sitting in a sales pitch for one of these particular companies, which that's really decision number two, is which company do I want to buy this from? And with most of these, you're only going to get one company showing to you because that's all they represent.
I used to use that all the time when I was trying to get an appointment. You know, would Monday or Wednesday at 1 be better for you?
Sure.
So we're going to be back in a minute. You're listening to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Of course, you can find all this information at the website, CardinalGuide.com, as well as being able to download, you know, our section today on Medicare at the 7 Worries tab at the website. You can get it absolutely free, or contact Hans either through Facebook or his website, anywhere you want to, and he'll provide the book for you as well. So we're going to be back with the rest of these decisions when we come back.
We hope you are enjoying Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of previous shows, including episodes about Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the accompanying workbook. If you want to follow along with today's topic, download free PDFs at CardinalGuide.com by going to the 7 Worries tab of today's show topic. Just scroll down to Useful Documents. Once again, for free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or the workbook, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on Finishing Well Radio Show and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com. Now, back to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com and his book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Living for Planning and Living. You got to say
Planning for and Living in Retirement.
There you go. I don't know why. It's just a mental thing. Right. At some point in my life,
it's a long title.
But the idea behind the book, as well as the show, is just to get information out there so you don't feel like you have to make a decision when you really don't have to make a decision. You know, Eve, if she would have left it to her husband to make the decision, but Satan threw it out there, you know, you need to eat this apple. And all of a sudden she found herself on decision two, like we were talking about right before the break. Before she made decision one, I don't have to eat nothing. You know, I don't have to, I could go on with my life the way it is. And it's been really good.
Sure. And by the way, when you're in decision number one, you're just deciding, do I want to investigate this? I mean, a lot of people that are going to answer one of those ads, they haven't already decided they want that. They don't even know what it is yet. So they're calling to find out about it, and they're calling for information on the first decision, which is, do I want to get on a Part C and leave Part A and Part B, original Medicare, and go there? And what they get is they get thrust into decision number two, which is, here's a Medicare Advantage plan, here's Part C, And by the way, here's one version of it, which is my version, which we're the people that ran the ad or held the seminar. So you're going to hear about our plan. Here it is.
Right. And so if that's put on by Aetna or Blue Cross Blue Shield, whatever the situation is, obviously, you know, they're pitching their particular situation, but you got lots to choose from if you decide you want to see.
Well, and they're not even calling it Medicare Part C, and they're not calling it a Medicare Advantage plan. They're just calling it a health care plan or a Medicare plan. I mean, and they're just talking about what it does. They don't really talk too much about what it doesn't do. I mean, there's a whole bunch of pages of exclusions and exceptions and all that kind of thing, but it's not really planning advice, you know, planning-based advice. It's just simply an explanation of one option under the second decision, where they're just skipping by the first decision.
And one of those considerations, as I understand it, if I'm going to go with a plan C, is immediately I'm going to limit my ability to choose my doctor, right?
Correct.
Where on plan A and plan B, if I'm on regular Medicare, that's not a struggle?
Not at all. The only thing is your doctor needs to accept Medicare. They need to accept Medicare, which is most doctors. I mean, there's people that get this confused as well, is that if a doctor, I mean, just go in any doctor's office and look around the waiting room, and who do you see there, unless you're at a pediatrician? I mean, you see retired people that are on Medicare. So as long as they take Medicare, your Part A and your Part B are going to work there, and then consequently your supplement is going to work there. When you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, you're going to be dealing with a network.
That's plan C.
Correct.
So now I've got Aetna's network, and if these doctors aren't in my network, then...
Well, yeah, and so they're going to look that up and coordinate it with you. But, you know, what happens, like, if you wanted to go to a research hospital, like you were over here and maybe you wanted to, you know, you're in Winston-Salem and you want to go to Duke or you want to go to UNC hospitals? Or what if you're over there and... Raleigh, and you wanted to come over here to North Carolina Baptist
Forest,
Hospital.
Yeah.
Likewise, people go to the Mayo Clinic for things. I mean, you just say, well, it's not me. I mean, it's just you can take your original Medicare and your supplement. It travels very well. What if people spend the winter in Florida? Or they're fortunate enough to be able to do that, or they're just down there for a month and something happens down there. I mean, there's ways that Medicare Advantage, I'm not going to say that they don't work or they won't pay. It's just... It's a whole added hassle and probably some more expense. Your Medicare supplement and your Part A and your Part B all put together are going to travel real well. And so it's going to cost you more money. I mean, you have to pay a premium for this Medicare supplement. So I don't want to make them sound like they're wonderful and there's something wrong with Medicare Part C. We write many Medicare Advantage plans in a year. I mean, we just, after a thorough investigation, thorough evaluation, maybe presenting more than one to the client, and they understand the whole game, there's people that need it and buy it and want it, and it's good for them. I'm just saying that there's a whole lot of people as well that just get put in one of these things that they fully don't understand the ramifications of it.
All right, so we got to decision one. Decision two is which one? What's decision three?
Okay, so decision number three is now we've decided that we don't want a Medicare Advantage plan. We want to be either put back on original Medicare A and B, or we want to stay there. And then decisions three, four, and five have to do with that. So it's really, you know, in my video, I outline this. You can find the video on the website as well, and you can watch that.
It's cardinalguide.com, by the way.
Cardinalguide.com. And so you got what you got is decision number one is you're deciding, do I want this C or do I want to stay on A and B? And decision number two was I decided I wanted a C, and so now it's really decision was which company do I want to buy it from? Which plan do I want to get enrolled in? And so you get to decision number three if you've –
And by the way, just to go there for a second still, I hate to back up when we're about to get into decision three, but one of the advantages I see of dealing with somebody like Cardinal Guide is you have more than one to give people a choice from. You're not just choosing from Blue Cross Blue Shield. You go, well, here's what happens if you go with Aetna. Here's what happens when you go with United Healthcare, et cetera, AARP, those kind of things.
Well, yeah. I mean, so it's the whole basis of being independent as opposed to being a company employee of the insurance company. We keep some distance between us. We represent insurance companies. We don't work for them.
Right.
And so we're not influenced by their what they want us to do. Let's put it that way.
So going back to decision three, now I've decided that, and now we hate to confuse you more, but you know, I think the people that figured all this stuff out, they went, now how could we confuse people more by calling all the Medicare supplements A, B, C, and D as well?
Okay, so decision number three is going to be, we're on original Medicare, A and B, and now we need a supplement because it has deductibles, co-payments, or maybe we already have one, but this is a good time of year where you're getting all this out. We need to decide which standardized supplement plan do we want. And I don't want to get into all, you know, those are all by letters, okay? And they're A, B, C, D, F, G, I mean, and so on. So this is very confusing because you've got the same letters used for different things. So we make it easy in my book because most of the people end up either selecting F, Plan F, Plan G, or Plan N, and the highest percentage by Plan G. Now, what I'm going to tell you about that is you don't need to memorize all this stuff because a G plan or an F plan, those are the best plans or pay the most benefits, and they're exactly the same from company to company. This was actually part of the whole scenario that the government made easy for consumers. So if you have a Plan F with like Mutual of Omaha and you change to a Plan F with like Aetna or Cigna, those policies are exactly the same company. I mean, it is apples to apples.
So now it's just a matter of money. Which one's the least expensive?
It is.
And there again, it's a benefit of dealing with an independent because you represent lots of those guys.
See, and then now you're into decision four because decision four is going to be which company. But so we're on decision three. We're going to decide which of the lettered plans do we want. And I give you some guidance in this in my book. The chapters are there for free download. We talked about that earlier. We'll be glad to talk to you about it. But you, on decision three, you're picking, do I want an F plan, a G plan, an N plan, or some other letter? Once you zero in on that, decision number four is which company do I want to buy it from? And the prices are as much as double. I mean, they're up and down the list. You can get that at our website. You can go and say, now I want a Plan G. I'm age 73. It's my zip code. Male or female, smoke or not, and then you enter all that stuff, and it'll shoot you out a list of the different prices for every Plan G. So you can make that decision. We'll be glad to help you with it. The information is out there. You got to look for it. And then decision five is actually a decision that you need to make during this annual enrollment period. It's where you're over on the left side of the chart, you're on original Medicare, you're on A, you're on B, you've selected a Plan G, and you've picked it from a company, just as example, Cigna, and now you need to evaluate your Part D drug plan. If you're going to make a change, you need to do it during this same period with Medicare Advantage annual enrollment. And we can run out a printout of about 40 of them and plug in all your drugs and where you want to pick up your drugs and that kind of thing and decide which plan is going to be best and best for you. So it's really a matter of picking the plan on that.
But there again, it helps to deal with somebody who doesn't just carry one drug plan. They, you have probably hundreds, I would guess.
Well, a lot of that is, we do. A lot of that is dealt with the fact that this is so highly regulated and so scripted and so financed by the big insurance companies, this Medicare annual enrollment, that you pretty much have to be just work for the company. You just plug into their big company deal. And we've set up this business, and our business is mainly consulting with people and giving people advice. And the Medicare is just one piece of what we do.
Right. But it's at this time of the, or, during that open or annual enrollment time, is obviously it seems to come to a head. And like I said at the beginning of the show, when I start to sense people putting pressure on me to do something, and I'm smelling a rat.
Well, initially, people a lot of times are not. They don't know that they're confused. They're calling us up and they're saying, "Hey, you know, what do I need to do?" And it's, "Well, I got to talk to you for a little while." And then, because they're in the dark about this A, B, C, and D, how I went through in that video and defined all the parts of Medicare, they still don't get exactly what's going on this time of year.
Who could?
Yeah, I mean, it's just. And that's what we really do. It's like this show is we sit down with people and we try to bring them. That's what I do in my book is try to bring them to a little higher level of understanding or a much higher level of understanding so they can make these five decisions intelligently.
All right. The book, again, is The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. I said it right. It's because partially I'm reading it. Which, you can find at cardinalguide.com, as well as the 7 Worries tab, which include, of course, the Medicare worry that we talked about today, as well as all those others. That's free, or you can ask for the book or email Hans if you have a specific question or something that you want us to carry on the show. We would love to hear from you. And so, Hans, it's been fun.
It's been great.
We didn't have to eat the apple. I'm not hungry at all.
Yeah, if you want me to send you the book, no charge, just send me a message at cardinalguide.com.
Thanks, Hans.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.